Good morning. Today is Friday, March the 27th. Joining us this morning, Greg Foster and somebody with a lot of letters after her name. Good morning, folks.
Not too many, I hope. This is Layla Roberts. I'm the director of the North Coast Small Business Development Center.
See, it's the SBDC. It's SBDC versus RREDC. So,
you got it.
Yeah, we're having fun here today so far. Well, let's start out with our why do we say it? All right, you guys ready?
Why do they say it? Yes.
All right. Pan out.
And I do pretty well with this darn thing.
I know. Okay, now you're getting cocky about it, huh? You're in trouble now, buddy. Where do we get the expression pan out?
It doesn't pan out.
Pan out.
I think it has to do with putting the pans out somehow to get clean in the old days, but that could be completely wrong.
Okay.
I'm going to go with a gold rush. It's got to have something to do with the gold rush, right?
Ding, 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 ooh, ding, like ding. That. Yes. Greg, you blew an easy one there, man. I gave you a chance to strut.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Well, I teed that up for Layla since this is her first time on the show.
Yeah, thank you. So sweet.
Okay, where do we get the expression pan out? It's a gold mining term. One method of obtaining gold dust is to take a handful or so in the sand in which it's found and place it along with a little water in a pan. Then by sloshing the water back and forth, the lighter sand, dirt, and pebbles can be sluiced over the edge, while the gold dust, which is heavier, will remain behind in the pan, and so pan out.
Perfect. Okay, good job, Layla.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
That's right.
You're regular on this show rather than me.
Yeah. See, now if you'd spent your time growing on the Trinity instead of on the eel, you would have got that one.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to step back while you two go head to head on that.
No. That's it. That's it. Mine was only we're weekends, done. Not full time. He was full time.
There you go.
Should have known better.
Fair enough.
So yeah. what is going on with this bill right now, folks? It seems obviously it's a precedent setting. There's an absolute ton or two of money that's out there. Everybody is stunned that the government is actually doing something positive for businesses. And that's kind of the general broad strokes at this point. Do we know the details yet?
Some.
Well, we have hopes. We have hopes of what's actually going to be implemented. Greg, you want to start?
Well, you know, so I look specifically for my organization, which is funded and capitalized through the federal Economic Development Administration, which is part of the Department of Commerce. And there was in the bill $1.5 billion for them. And I contacted that organization and asked, you know, whether or not that money would flow to existing loan funds like mine, which already have those EDA funds that we've gotten years and years ago and revolve. And there will be some money for to recapitalize our loan fund. Now, I don't know what form that will take, and that's, you know, obviously it's in the bill. We'll see how that goes. You know, my concern for us is a couple of things, one of which is we don't receive any funding. So we rely only upon the loan payments from our borrowers to survive. And we immediately let everyone that needed to go on deferred payment. So our cash flow for our organization is going to drop significantly.
So you've had a lot of outreach already in the last couple of days associated with this?
We started early last week, in fact, and we started putting together a program where we put some money aside for short-term loans for our customers only, and that was using funds that we had on hand. And we're actually funding those already. There's a short application process. We fund them. But we do know that, quite honestly and sadly, that we believe that there will be businesses that won't make it. And we have other businesses that we know that will need to defer payments. And so that's going to affect our ability not only to make more lending going forward, but in the worst case scenario, survive at all. Because again, we rely on that loan portfolio to survive. And up until now, we were the only government agency that had no funding and turned a profit every year. Well, and I always said, when I said that, and we're completely dependent upon the health of businesses in our portfolio to survive. So We'll see going forward, you know, whether or not the EDA will be able to recapitalize our fund in the instant that there's a lot of large loan loss, or provide us capital to do more lending to even folks who aren't in our current customer base to help them going forward. Last thing I'll say, and I'm going to toss it over to Layla, because I'll stray into her territory, is our lending is intended to be short-term. In other words, we're giving relatively modest amounts of money, basically as much as we can afford, to borrowers, with a goal of keeping them, you know, somewhat healthy, somewhat alive, through the process of applying for Small Business Administration disaster loans and whatever other assistance may come down. So, you know, we see ourselves as being a short-term hole patch while they get bigger assistance from the SBA, and I'll defer to Layla on that.
Well, no, you haven't. You've taken up all the time. We got about 30 seconds before the break, smart guy.
Well, so I'm going to dive in with a very simple thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Call the Small Business Development Center at 445-9710, or visit our website at northcoastsbdc.org/COVID, because we are ramping up to help the 6 times greater volume of small business owners coming to us for advice on everything from small business loans to layoffs to cash flow, et cetera.
Yeah, looking at a lot of this documentation, there is an absolute bucket load that I have in front of me, some of the specific programs, and we'll get to those after the break. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Greg and Layla. I guess you're both in the same general location, right, on E Street?
Well, not currently.
Yeah.
Well, outside of shelter in place, we occupy the same building. We share germs, but not this time.
Well, that's probably reassuring for a whole bunch of folks. In looking at this information and the phraseology, was it Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, or CARES? Great. Had to come up with a word, right? So we've got the CARES Act because everybody cares. It seems like there's a bunch of different areas here, Layla, that people have the opportunity to take advantage of. And let's start first, I think, with community members, employees. What is out there for those folks?
Well, let's start at different levels. So one thing that I think people don't realize is that businesses that are counted as essential services are actually hiring up. So if you're out of work or if your hours have been cut and you really need to get some money coming in, please go to the job market website and take a look at the jobs that are getting posted, because you need income. That's a way to begin. The second thing is obviously the California folks at EDD who handle unemployment insurance claims are completely swamped, but they are scaling up production. They're even hiring more processors. So apply for unemployment insurance if you think you're going to qualify is the message that we're telling people, including folks who are coming to us and saying, well, I kind of had a side gig and I don't think I qualify for a business loan, so am I out of luck? The other thing that we're encouraging folks to do is talk to your employers, about the WorkShare program offered by the Employment Development Department. It may be possible, we can't guarantee it because we don't control it, but it may be possible for your employer to cut your hours if they have to in order to help the business survive and not go under completely. But still allow you to get your wages paid through unemployment insurance up to the amount of hours that you've been cut. So Employment Development Department, Unemployment Insurance, WorkShare. Take a look at our website for more information about that.
Now, I've also seen a couple things about student loans and some of these kind of ongoing costs that aren't necessarily employee-related, but they're life-related. Are you familiar with the student loan aspect that was put into this piece of legislation also?
Well, I appreciate your asking because I've got my own student loans, and all I know is what you know, which is that the emergency relief package, the $2 trillion package that was passed last night in the U.S. Senate, we believe may include a deferral of federal student loan payments through September 30th of this year. Whether that actually gets enacted and whether it's done fast and who's going to qualify, honestly, I do not know yet.
Well, and that's one of the questions also, and we can jump into the employer side of things. The speed of government isn't one that's known for blowing your hair back. But this particular one with the employment or the unemployment and the registration and things of that nature, they're saying things like within the week, there might be some money that is made available for an individual instead of the typical 2 weeks. Is there a big push to really make this thing as quick as possible? Is that your sense?
Well, I am flabbergasted, frankly, at the speed of the federal government's response. I honestly didn't expect them to be able to pull something together like this. But I will say, I just got off a briefing call with folks from the California labor offices, and they were saying things like, we are processing unemployment claims in the state as fast as we can. The turnaround is usually 3 weeks before you get your payment. It might take a bit longer, given the volume of demand. But the important thing for someone who's applying for unemployment insurance to know is that the one-week waiting period has been waived, both for unemployment and for disability. So you're going to get paid going back to the very moment that you were laid off, at the very least, even if it takes a while for the money to come through. I am not fully up to speed on the local stuff, but I will point out that there are a couple of local groups that are raising money to help folks who are having trouble covering rent and food and other basic expenses. So I would take a look at the Facebook group that has come together around COVID-19 help, because there's a lot of useful stuff getting posted there. And bless the moderators, they are removing all the BS that people are posting as fast as it goes up.
Good.
So, the Mulberry Foundation has also been setting up some funds, and so people might want to look at their website as well to get information about, for the most needy and that sort of thing. Right now, this is changing minute by minute. So, if you go to a website and it doesn't seem like there's something there that's relevant to you, check again later in the day because this stuff is just evolving and constantly being updated.
Well, there is, I know, an awful lot of kind of groundswell. We hear it anecdotally on some of the talk shows about people going in and buying the gift cards from various restaurants, or, and I think this was one, I think Levin was talking about it Wednesday night, going in and just tipping big. If you're in a spot where that's okay, because it's the wait staff that really is the one who's can be in a critical situation during these times. If there's one there that you like, let them know you like them.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
hey,
I mean,
thanks for that insight, buddy.
Someone who has income.
I know a situation where literally someone who was a loyal customer of one of the wait staff has contacted that person's landlord and is covering their rent for him for at least a couple months. So.
Yeah. That stuff is really cool, isn't it?
It is. It's awesome. And we're seeing that all over the place. And, one of the things we're doing right now, too, I just got off a call.
Why don't you just hang on for a second. We'll talk about it in total when we come back. It's 8:30.
Excellent.
Hi, this is Brian Papstein. This afternoon, Humboldt County Health Officer Teresa Fankovic is having a press conference and will be announcing the formalization of our current practices, formerly referenced as shelter in place. What does this mean? How does it impact you? Find out as we will be talking with Humboldt County Sheriff Billy Hansel this afternoon. Stay tuned here in the 4 o'clock hour. Good morning, KINS. News and information time is 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Greg and Layla, working off-site this morning. But I guess maybe a decade or so ago, Greg, you were right about this thing called the internet and some digital capabilities and things like that you were pushing so hard for.
It's been great. And we do actually, we do a number of calls a day, both of us. But when we say calls, we're using Zoom. So I'm set up here in my home. I set up a home office. And we do a Zoom call every morning of all these agencies who provide business support, economic development. We'll have anywhere between 20 and 40 people on the call. Every morning we check in and try to coordinate resources. And I just got done with a call. Actually, this was yesterday afternoon. I did this call where we did, we're working with a bunch of local lenders and public funders and setting up a program we hope that will be funded within a week or two that we can start even doing more of the short-term loans by getting pooling our funds and participating. So where I might do 20% of a loan, I can pool in three or four or five different resources locally. We're spreading the risk and we're getting money out to people to help them. And again, the goal of that program is exactly what we were doing with our Rebec customers already, which is giving them short-term money to keep them afloat until that SBA money begins to really flow.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about now from the small business side of this. I've got a couple of printouts here that are indicating there's a couple of various programs. One is Paycheck Protection Program. What it says that I have in front of me, approximately $350 billion in funding for a provision to create a paycheck protection program that will provide small business and other entities zero fee loans up to $10 million. Okay, that sounds really impressive, but what does it really mean?
Well,
that's a good question.
It's an excellent question. We see these, what the legislation does is this. It talks about how much money and the basic what it's for, right? What the policy goal or the program goal is. And then it's got to be pushed down into the bureaucracy with the rules and the processes. And so that is obviously the devil is really in those details about, I know that EDA is getting $1.5 billion nationally to help make new loans or help recapitalize loan funds that may be experiencing a lot of losses. But I don't know how to get to that money. I don't know how much is available to us. I don't know anything that yet. So it's still got to go through the agency process to try to figure all that out.
Now, there seems to be a little bit of confusion about whether or not a business, an employer, goes directly to SBA or SBDC, or if you have to go to a local financial institution that is SBA approved?
It's a really good question, because the answer is going to depend on the individual business owner. So my suggestion is going to be, number one, definitely apply for the SBA Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, no matter what. Because you get yourself in the queue for 3.7% APR over 30 years, and if you end up not needing it, you can cancel your application. But get yourself in that queue.
You said a 30 years, Layla?
Yeah. So imagine a loan of up to $2 million, depending on what you qualify for, at 3.75% over amortized over 30 years to keep your payments low, with payments deferred until later this fall so that you can survive with your cash flow crunch now during the shelter-in-place order.
Okay.
That is a no-brainer, because if you end up not needing it, there's no prepayment penalty, there are no fees to apply, and this is some breathing room.
Okay, now I'm going to ask Greg this question, because he has the background. Greg, is this something I could do?
It's that
basic.
And you do need to show that there is an economic loss as a result of the disaster, right? And so, there are businesses who are doing as well, if not better, because of the nature of what they do in terms of being essential.
Sure.
And so if you can't show an economic loss as a result of the disaster, then you're going to have an issue, obviously, qualifying.
Now, how do you project into the future, though? Say, I mean, we can use radio as an industry. I know where we are today, but, you
right.
know, on Monday I could get a call and things could wildly change.
Exactly.
Okay, and then to project out into 2 months from now, yeah, it's like trying to guess what day the baseball season is going to start.
And the SBA knows that. So don't forget, you have until the end of this year to apply. So I suggest doing it sooner than later, but if you find you get a hit later that you weren't expecting, you have until the end of the year.
Okay, so you can go back in and adjust it then.
And there are some folks, by the way, who, because this is a normal underwriting process, you've got to have a personal guarantee for any owner with 20% or more. You need to have good credit, reasonably good credit. If you need 30 or 60 or 90 days to work on your credit and do a little cleanup, you can do that and then either reapply or you can apply later. So there's some wiggle room here for people who are trying to figure out what their options are.
Right, but if you're getting drilled right now, you know, waiting a month or so may be too long, and it may just not be an issue at that point.
Two options, you know, get your application in and get your applicant number generated. If you get a decline, you can come back after doing some fixes, and they will reconsider. And the other thing, I really can't emphasize this enough, it is blowing my mind that Greg of REDEC and other lenders are coming together to build what we hope is going to be a community loan fund for short-term help. So while that might not exist today, come back to us in a week or two, and there might be something pulled together in this community that does not exist anywhere else.
Right, yeah, I've heard that there's some movement at the county level and some of the other pools of money that are out there that can help out. KINS,
exactly, yeah.
Possibly. KINS, news and information time, it's 8:43.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:45. We're back talking shop about about what hopefully is going to be a nice bridge for a lot of businesses and a lot of employees throughout the country here as we try to make it through the coronavirus scare and all that stuff. Layla, as we're talking about some of the different elements that are in play here, there's the economic injury grants that are different than the loans that we were talking about last segment. What are those about?
I'm going to punt on the grants because I haven't heard anything finalized about any grants that are real. And I honestly am a little bit skeptical that they're going to come through in the way they're being promised. So right now we're talking through folks through the application process for economic injury loans.
Step one, step two kind of thing?
Administration.
Yeah. Yeah, because it really does
I want to be proved wrong.
Yeah, in seeing what is at this point being considered, and you know, obviously things can be changed last minute, it's talking about being able to cover business obligations like debt, rent, mortgage, utility costs. You know, I mean, there's a whole lot of things there that are fixed costs that a lot of us have that there really is no wiggle room. You know, I haven't heard, for example, that you know, you can cut a deal with PG&E for a period of time if you're a startup restaurant and you've got expenses in that arena, or rent and some of these other things that are out there. They may be delayed, but they're not going to be forgiven, and that's kind of what this thing is talking about, is covering those costs. It would be interesting to see that if that came through. So if people have questions, we go to the website first and then to our local financial institutions that we have arrangements with? Is that the protocol?
I would do both. I would go to the website and learn about the SBA and other products that might be coming out. But depending on what and who you bank with, I know the credit unions and the banks are also offering things to their customers that you might want to check out. quite honestly, you know, think of this as we're attacking across a broad front here, right? And so you're going to try to talk to your bank, talk to the SBDC, and if you're a REDEC customer, talk to me now. And again, we hope to be able to broaden that going forward, but don't leave any stone unturned.
Well, I guess the big question then is also, where are the stones? How do you know you've turned them all over?
So what I'm telling people is to go through every single one of their fixed and flexible expenses and figure out which of their creditors and vendors is offering some sort of help. I know that credit card companies are saying, give us a call if you can't make payments. Ask us if you need us to waive overdraft fees. Let us know if you need some sort of deferral. PG&E is committing not to turn off people's power for inability to pay. I mean, there is an extraordinary response even among the big national financial institutions, but I would especially start by contacting your local credit union or bank and finding out what they have on offer, because every single one of them is making announcements to their customers. So, for example, I was on the phone with the U.S. Bank folks last week, trying to get a handle on what they offer. And they're even doing things like helping small businesses figure out how to create online point-of-sale systems now that they can't actually be open for brick-and-mortar retail for a little while.
Are you familiar with, or is there one that's just kind of like a punch sheet that we can check out either on your websites?
So if you want, we're working on it now, and we're going to be putting into our website, northcoastsbdc.org/COVID financial help, or you can just go to our homepage. We are pulling together a menu of what each of our local financial institutions is doing to be helpful, along with whatever grant and learn programs we learn about in the moment.
Good deal. And, good deal.
Know,
so
this,
so we can find it pretty easily then, going to the website.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope
Alrighty.
So. If you hear about something that's not there, we want to hear about it from you.
Oh, don't worry. I've got Greg's number. Thanks for coming by, guys. Enjoy
all
your
right,
weekends.
You,
all righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.